I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Trampoline Dodgeball, a new twist on an old game, or a new bounce, actually. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Let's begin with a multiple-choice math question. In their on-again, off-again negotiations, the NHL and the hockey players are A, $40 million apart, B, $182 million apart, C, doomed.
I'm going to go with C because it takes in all the possibilities. It's a mistake to call this a negotiation because only one side is negotiating. The other side is Gary Bettman, for whom there is nowhere near enough honey and nowhere near enough anthills. This is a determination to break the union and assert his almost total control about a sport fewer and fewer people are starting to care about. They've managed to cancel the All-Star Game, which was going to be in Columbus. This is a big story that will do them the favor of taking two major questions off the public mind. Number one, there's an All-Star Game in Columbus. And number two, there's an NHL team in Columbus?
Charlie, I did not watch any football games
on
Thanksgiving.
I'm shocked, but it's unbelievable to me.
Anyway, I understand that if I had been watching, I would have learned about an obscure NFL rule that's been tripping up some coaches lately.
Yeah, all scoring plays in the NFL are automatically reviewed by the official in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, which I cannot figure out, if a coach throws his challenge flag on a play that's going to be reviewed anyway,
right,
it wipes out the review. So
Jim
Schwartz of the Lions did that on Thursday. It wiped out the possibility of a review where it would be revealed that the Houston running back, Justin Forsett, was on the ground. Not only did Forsett get the touchdown, but the Lions got a 15-yard penalty. This is the second time it's happened.
So what you're telling me is if this coach had been looking the other way, paying attention to something else altogether, his team probably would have won the game.
If the coach had been at the beer stand, his team would have won the game.
All right. Also in that same game, the left cleat of Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh made contact with Houston quarterback Matt Schaub. Wait a minute. Football's a contact sport, right? Why is this news?
Well, because it made contact with him in what is discreetly described as the groin area.
Oops.
But actually, it was made contact with him in the most groin of groin area possible.
Oh, dear.
And the Ndamukong Suh has a terrible reputation for being a cheap shot player. This sent, by the way, I know not only do you not watch football on Thanksgiving, you don't watch the halftime shows especially, this sent Boomer Esiason into orbit. But Suh doesn't get the benefit of that on any of this. It looked like he did indeed attempt to kick him, but he was face down on the ground when he flung his leg out. So I'm not exactly sure he was aiming, but it was still a pretty terrible thing to do.
Later in that Thanksgiving Day lineup, the New England Patriots so thoroughly drubbed New York that Fireman Ed, a Jets superfan since 1975, left the game at halftime and deleted his Twitter account. It must have been awful.
When you've lost Fireman Ed, you've pretty much lost your ball club. I think he deleted his Twitter account because he finally realized that he was a grown man becoming famous as someone named Fireman Ed.
All right, Charlie, here's another math question.
Oh,
this
no.
week, Maryland and Rutgers announced that they would become the 13th and 14th members of the Big Ten Conference, respectively. So how long does that conference get to keep calling itself the Big Ten?
Well, the original members are still bigger than the new guys. So they're the Big Ten.
Okay.
Then there's the other one. This one makes an incredible amount of no sense, especially Rutgers, because they don't even bring basketball to the equation. Maryland at least brings basketball to the equation. College sports is losing its mind at an incredible pace at this point.
In other college basketball news, Jack Taylor, playing for Division III Grinnell, scored 138 points. So I presume Grinnell got the W in that one.
Yeah, they did, and Grinnell does this fakery a lot. And, you know, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James can babble about it all they want, but this is a gimmicked-up record. It's not the first gimmicked-up record that this Grinnell program has produced, and it won't be the last.
The Major League Baseball Players Association has announced that they will be keeping an eye on the Miami Marlins, whatever for.
Because the Miami Marlins are a chop shop, and it ought to be the commissioner's job to keep an eye on them, but somebody has to. If I was a baseball fan of the Miami Marlins, prior to stuffing myself in an oil drum and hurling myself and rolling myself into Biscayne Bay, I might keep an eyeball on them, too, because they truly do not care about their fans.
Turning to soccer.
Please, no.
In Champions League play, defending champion Chelsea lost to Juventus, putting Chelsea's chances to advance in serious jeopardy. So the team's owner, Roman Abramovich, did what any rational owner would do in the middle of the season, right?
Fired a coach.
Absolutely.
Of course, what happens here, too, by the way. Hasn't happened to Rex Ryan yet, though, which is really amazing.
Bernard Chalons, late the coach of Swiss Super League team FC Thun, is also
Thun?
Without a job, but he left his position under somewhat different circumstances, didn't he?
Yes. To paraphrase an old joke, the players are revolting. Of course they are. They're players. The players told him they did not want to work with him anymore. So he is an ex-Thun, but the other Thuns are still there.
Zut alors, I'm going now.
I'll be leaving the building now.
Charlie, athletes have often been suspended and disciplined for academic deficiencies, taking gifts, selling their jerseys, not to mention assault and burglary, but a couple of University of Iowa wrestlers have really broken new ground in terms of rule-breaking, don't you think?
Now, strangely enough, my wife and I were actually talking about this story. Alex Meyer and Connor Ryan were arrested because they were hunting rabbits in Iowa City on campus with BB guns and air rifles. So we checked into this, and while Connor Ryan is from the thriving metropolis of Bettendorf, Alex Meyer is a country kid from a place called Pleasant Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Pleasant Hill is noted for its rabbit hunting. Kids grow up, that's how you train your little kids to eventually become deer hunters and bird hunters and so forth, is you kill rabbits. And so Alex Meyer obviously took his friend Connor Ryan out for a little rabbit hunt. You can't do it in the confines of Iowa City. It's illegal, but you could do it outside Iowa City. And you know why they were hunting the rabbits? To make hats.
Well, yeah.
They were going to make some hats, probably for their aging grandparents for the holidays, and I think the University of Iowa should rescind these suspensions immediately. Although I do like bunnies.
Finally, Charlie.
Little bunnies.
Given that the holiday season is upon us, I challenge you now to a game of Name That Tune. Are you ready?
I'm there. That's Love Grows Where My Rosemary
No,
Goes.
No, it's not. It's Carol of the Bills. I can't believe you didn't get that.
It is. NBA players are dribbling carols. They're
dribbling carols. Now, I have to ask you, why are we listening to Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, Dwayne Wade, and Joe Johnson dribble Carol of the Bells?
Because, Bill, they're pitching new Christmas jerseys.
They're trying to sell something?
They're trying to sell these one-time-only
this
jerseys.
This is a misprint.
That are going to be worn.
I just want to know if there's a limit to how many a customer can buy.
I'm telling you one thing. I'm not sitting through the Alleluia chorus. I'll tell you that right now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
If you have a favorite sports-related holiday carol, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear it, too. Maybe it'll even make our 20th annual Sports Holiday Gift Guide, which is just around the radio corner. To share some of your favorites, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.